Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana Hoosiers of Tom Allen wrapped up spring practice with a scrimmage last Saturday, and we reflect back on spring football and what Indiana needs to do improving for the 2018 season. Marcelino Ball will be a big piece of the puzzle that returns fully healthy, we hope, and is going to be a big part of Tom Allen's defense.
He was already an impressive-looking young man. He's even improved in those areas. He's bigger, stronger, and faster. What I need to see him do is be more consistent. You know, he has got a tremendous skill set. His ceiling, I believe, is high. When you miss as many games as he missed, you know, you come back, and even spring ball was a little rusty in the beginning. You know, but I need him to lead that group of guys and do my job to the fullest of my effort and my attention to detail every single day, and then bring guys with me. I've said the same thing about Luke Timmy. I've said the same thing about Wes Martin. You know, I need that from him. We don't have a lot of leadership on defense. You know, we got a lot of young guys. Well, when you're young and you're just trying to figure everything out, it's hard to lead. Because I'm just worried about doing my job, you know. And so some of these guys that have been here, like, you know, John Crawford and Leno and Jacob Robinson, you know, those guys, Michael Barwick's, you know, Niall Sykes, they have to elevate their leadership, because these younger guys, it's tough to be able to learn something and then lead. And so we're not asking those young guys to do that. We're just asking them to master their area of responsibility. So Leno needs to be more consistent and elevate his leadership. The bottom line is that you see how critical he is to what we do, and he's a talented young man. We gotta elevate the next guy behind him. You know, I.D. James had a great spring. You know, he's showing some real promise there, and the depth is growing. And you know, you look at a guy like Juwan Burgess. I thought he flashed today. You know, man, he's a gifted player, and he's young. You know, and he missed the whole season, and so you know, same with Brian Fitzgerald. Those guys are special players.
Fall camp will be here before you know it. The Hoosiers open up in Miami with Florida International the first day of September. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glascott.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Indiana spring football season wrapped up on Saturday. Tom Allen reflects back on some players that caught his eye over the 15 practices.
James Head would be one that I feel like that really kind of jumped out to me. Rod Lloyd, I'm going to keep mentioning him. You know, I know he's a walk-on that no one really knew much about. But you saw him even today making plays. That young man is going to help this program, you know, because he's quick, he's tough, he's strong, and he's fast. And so, to me, that's pretty good qualities to have. And he cares a whole bunch, you know, and I'm really excited about him. You know, Britt Berry is developing. He's a young offensive lineman that we came here as a D lineman, moved him to offense, and he's continued to grow. You know, even though Watt played last year, Watt's a different kid. I mean, he's quicker. He's got a burst to him that he didn't have last year. We've kept track of his development, and he's in putting himself in position to be, you know, he needs to be an absolute game changer for us when he touches the ball. You know, I've been impressed with Mike Penix. You know, I've been impressed with Peyton Ramsey. But today, I feel like, you know, he's a winner. You know, the kid's a winner, and he's tough, and he cares. You know, here's what I tell our football team. I want guys that I can trust. I want guys that are tough. I want guys that are dependable. And that, to me, defines Peyton Ramsey, you know. And that's a young man that's going to help this football team win a bunch of games. Bottom line is, he has all those intangibles that you want in a young man. Mike McGinnis and Thomas Allen really improved a lot, the Mike backer position. And that, to me, is a huge void for us in our defense. You know, Raekwon Jones, you know, is a guy that I know he won a couple of awards for us for spring, but that was, you know, consensus by the staff, you know, in the way that he's played. And I could mention several others. I just think when you have such a young group of guys and so many new faces, you know, we should be talking about somebody different every single week.
More IU spring football this week, but don't forget, the Reds are on the radio tonight, 7:30 in Milwaukee. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glascott.